and you're a disgrace. But other than that, Trump Bear and I are very excited about day number two. So good night, and we'll see what happens. Good morning, and it's... I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I was too busy watching Fox News after I gave a very powerful speech about other Democrats. I would say it's one of the most disgraceful things I've ever seen. They are trying to steal your election. They're trying to steal it. We want it done fair, and I think I've already won. We want votes to keep getting counted in Arizona and Nevada. We think we're going to do very strongly there. And that's what democracy is about, right? You know that. Count the votes. That is what we're saying. It's very simple, okay? Count the votes. That's all we want to do is count the votes. What's that? Michigan and Wisconsin? Stop the counting. The worst thing for our democracy, okay, is to count those illegal votes. And Pennsylvania, if your vote isn't counted as of right now, it doesn't count. Remember American Idol, one of the great patriot shows that we had? Not as good as The Apprentice, but that's okay. And they had a guy, Sanjaya. Remember this guy? We don't know what country he was from, but he was... didn't look American to me, okay? Had a big mohawk at one point. Very scary guy. Not talented. And the votes kept coming in for Sanjaya. That's what they did. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to Sanjaya Trump by flooding more votes in for the wrong person while the great person, Trump, and by the way, I can also sing. I'm not going to sing for you now, but I can sing a lot better than the American Idol people. Mike, you like Adam Lambert. He had pipes. You said you wanted to see his pipe, the voice, right? You like a big Adam Lambert fan, our great vice president. 4 more years. 4 more years, Mike. Thank you. But I'm not going to get Sanjayed. I'm going to win. So it's very simple. Vote, count the votes in Arizona and Nevada for democracy. It's called democracy. And whatever you do, stop counting in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Totally anti-democratic.
One, two, three, four, five. Breakdown, baby. We'll be right back.
many votes do we have to be ahead? 400,000 is not enough? With 80%+ counted, I think there's only 14% of the vote to go. Do you think we're stupid? You think we're fools? You know something? The Democrats do think you're stupid, and they do think you're fools, and that's why you get called deplorable and chumps. It's over.
All right, Rudy Giuliani, wrapping things up here. I want to bring your attention again to some startling numbers you're seeing on your screen here. What happened to Joe Biden's electoral vote count? Why is he at 264? Because our decision desk and others have awarded the state of Michigan, close as it was, separated by 20,000 votes, though they are, to Joe Biden. That brings him now up to 264 electoral votes within six of 270.
So we lost Michigan. I always hated the Big Ten. They're cold weather, fat losers in all those states, except Ohio. They like me. I mean, they're fat there too, but they like me. So we'll root for Ohio State, I guess. But Michigan, that's disappointing. Big Blue, they call it Big Blue. No, Mike, Big Blue, we're talking about Michigan, not the African-American on Watchmen. I know you like him. I can't wait to be done with Mike Pence. I've been pretending to like that psycho-Christian, guess que say. Ga 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 gay. I don't like this. Okay, Michigan was supposed to come through for us. That's why I asked, okay? All those militia fat with their Mountain Dew for brains and their AR-15s to replace their I asked them to kidnap the governor 2 days before. Okay, 2 days before. They did it like a month before, so now instead of looking like a hero, saving that nasty woman. You know, everybody, it was too, that was supposed to be the October surprise, me saving her from, you know, the fat trolls that support me. And they messed it up. So now, you know, we have to do some tricks with Michigan, okay? And I don't know what those will be, but, you know, maybe if your state is sort of a, you know, Italy is shaped like a boot and they're not part of the United States. So maybe if you're shaped like other clothing items, for instance, if you're shaped like a glove or a mitten, you can't be part of the union. So we're going to get Michigan kicked out of the union, and you know, their votes won't count. They don't count for the Electoral College. So we're still fine. I'm sure I'll do great in John McCain's state and Joe Biden's birth state. So we're looking forward to it. Not going anywhere. 4 more years, and we'll see what happens.
Like this time. thanks for the song this week from
DJ Shadow,
Tom
Petty,
and the
Heartbreakers,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, J.L. Corvin,
The Show,
Emperor Palpatine, Paddy M. Amidala, Bane,
and
Brett Fire.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
It's the 2020 election, and half of Americans have decided over 200,000 dead is a number they think they can live with. Does President Trump still have a chance of using Rudy Giuliani's strong litigation arm to touch these underage results inappropriately?
We both agree that after this election, there will be a civil war.
And you better be ready to explode thy neighbor.
That's why we're selling our new book, A Bipartisan Guide to Weaponizing Household Items.
Trump is going to be really embarrassed in front of his dictator friends if he lets the democratic process run its course.
This is not the Republican Party I know. The Republican Party I know was much more subtle about their subversion of democracy.
It's really sad.
We are in the third trimester of our election coverage, and it looks like a new president is starting to crown.
Today, Joe Biden urged voters to display the sort of patience they're going to need a hundredfold when he's the president.
Democracy is sometimes messy. It sometimes requires a little patience as well. But that patience has been rewarded now for more than 240 years with a system of governance that's been the envy of the world.
He's absolutely right. America is the envy of the world, and if you disagree, we will turn you into a crater.
For his part, President Trump is throwing all his energy into keeping this race alive and well on 8chan message boards.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. I challenge Joe and every Democrat to clarify that they only want legal votes, because they talk about votes, and I think they should use the word legal votes. We want every legal vote counted, and I want every legal vote counted. We want openness and transparency, no secret count rooms, no mystery ballots.
Classic rookie autocrat mistake to only learn how the election works after the election.
Well, let's open up the election oven and see if our country is done smoldering yet. Joe Biden leads the Electoral College 253 to 214 with all eyes on Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona, where counting continues.
Count the votes! The votes!
News from Nevada.
What?
The new votes are tilting heavily toward
Donald Trump.
Apparently, most of them are military absentees.
Of course, Fort Dutton. It all makes sense.
No. That doesn't make any sense. Nevada is my state. I'm going to be president. I'm going to have a lovely inauguration. Billy Joel is going to sing. So you guys have to stop the recount.
I'm sorry, what?
Stop the count.
Right.
Shut up, Gary. Ma'am, we can't.
I don't care.
The train has very publicly left the station and derailed at high speed.
Yeah, stop the count.
Ma'am, this would look like a size 14 flip-flop. We really can't.
I don't give a f***.
Yeah, I'm on it. But I think the DJ already spent the deposit. I'm on it, right? Yeah, Amy. Yeah.
I'm tired of losing things!
Ma'am, we really ought to get someone who can stall till we find the ballots.
I already thought about that. I got it covered.
We're still searching for the votes, so we need you to stall.
Amy, I respect the sanctity of this courtroom far too much to stall. This is a simple and straightforward case. Although, in many ways, that's what makes it so complicated. You see...
That's good. Do that.
Before we begin, I would love to define a few key terms. Vote. What is a vote?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious.
Oh, is it, Your Honor? In many cultures, the word vote can mean a myriad of things. It can mean a celebration. It can mean a dance around a fire. It can mean a silent nod. In this room, what does it mean?
Your Honors, I have just been informed that uncounted ballots have been discovered in Washoe County.
I'd like to move that those be included in the recount.
Objection. The deadline has already passed.
Your Honor, how is counsel defining deadline and passed?
May it please the court. There are many things that we could all stand here and debate for hours on end. Is the sky blue? Is water wet? But isn't it far worse to adhere to an arbitrary deadline rather than counting every valid vote?
You're going to cancel this recount like Anne Frank's bat mitzvah.
Yeah, I'm on it.
We would like to file a motion to exclude all pending ballots from the recount.
Ms. Collins, you do realize that what you're saying is in diametric opposition to the case you presented yesterday.
If the deadline has passed, why is the recount allowed to continue?
Count the votes! The votes!
So, I don't want to sound low energy like Jeb Bush, who was so low energy. Such a disgrace. But I am, because the Democrats and the media, the fake news, they're trying to destroy your president. They're trying to destroy me. And I'm still going to fight. I'm still going to fight for us, for our way of life, but most importantly, for me. I will fight for me till the very end, okay? I will destroy your 401k, the environment, democracy, our country. I'll do it all. I will do it all if it means protecting me, and that's what I'm going to do. And I need you to protect me, okay? And, you know, I had to stop playing Philadelphia Freedom. Mike Pence, our great vice president, who's totally gotten on my nerves, okay? I call him Psycho Christian. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Gay. You know, the guy's so annoying. It's like he's a pain in my ass. And not just when he's standing behind me with his evangelical erection. He's like a little too into me. But we're done with playing nice, okay? I need our great people around Philadelphia, okay? You once attacked Santa Claus for a football team. If you're willing to do that, okay, Eagles fans or whoever you are, then you've got to defend your president. You know, like the great Rocky, one of the great people of Philadelphia, and one of the great beater-uppers of African Americans. I need your help now. You need to all be like Rocky, okay? Minus the sort of not-so-hot pet shop girlfriend. But I'm telling you right now, they're trying to take me out. They want me to give a concession speech. I don't think so. A concession is when you go to the movies and they say to you, sir, would you like a popcorn? And I say, I would. And I'll take a soda too, a Diet Coke. That's a concession speech. There will be no concession. Go to Philadelphia, load up on Mountain Dew, and start beating up people like you're Rocky. Yes, I'd like to place a collect call for Sleepy Joe. I don't, Sleepy Joe, look him up. He's, you know, Pennsylvania, Scranton, Delaware. Scranton. He's always talking about Scranton. Okay, you found them? Yes, hello, Sleepy Joe. This is your president, Donald J. Trump. And this has been quite a process. Very interesting election, isn't it? Election, Mike. Election. You know, you have one advantage over me, I think, just one. But I think you have a much stronger running mate in Koala Bear Harris than I do with evangelical Freddie Mercury. Can't wait to be done with that guy. But let's talk about more interesting things, okay? The election was very strong. I think you'd admit that I did a lot better than you did in many places, most places, actually. And I think once we, everybody's saying it, but once we get rid of the illegal ballots that I think strongly benefited you, I think we'll see that I, you know, may have won again, upsetting a lot of people, but, you know, I think it's what's best for the country. And we both love the country. I know you love it in your own way, sort of weakly and sleepy. But I love it so powerfully, so powerfully. You know, as long as they don't prosecute me and they don't, you know, give me fewer votes, I love it very strongly. And the idea of not being In the White House is sort of embarrassing, and I don't like it. And no, actually, you're crying. I could hear you crying. I'm actually very strong. No tears. You're crying. But I think it's important that we respect the will of the people and my will. And, you know, God said, let thy will be done, and I think he was talking about me. So I'm willing to give you a chance here, Sleepy Joe, mainly because I think your wife is too attractive for you, so I think you deserve some respect. You concede, and then I'll concede, and then we hang up. It's the only way to be fair. You agree? Turn up your miracle here. You concede? Did you say you concede? Okay, I'm still president. Bye-bye.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
East End was once a happy town, where harmony and love was busting out at all the seams and in the trees above. The doves of peace were laying eggs, there were no signs of strife. For each man loved his neighbor and sometimes his neighbor's wife. But a sudden change soon come about, storm clouds were in the sky. Nobody stopped to kiss a body coming through the rye. For each man eyed his neighbor with malice and with hate. Housewives no longer spilled the beans across the garden gate. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do. It was sewer pipes versus slop pails. The town was split in two. With profane propaganda, the air was often blue. The sewer and water faction ran a sanitary plank. They said shallow wells and slop pails and toilets always stank. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do. But those slop pailers were stubborn, they fought with tooth and nail. They said our nitwit council should be languishing in jail. They told how high taxation and plumbers' union fees would throw us in the poorhouse and they'd throw away the keys. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do. But when the vote was counted, the slop pailers met defeat. And then they started tearing up our quiet village street. Now peace and harmony once more replaced the grapes of wrath. So when next you visit East End, just stop in and have a bath. We had a war, a civil war. Folks often asked us what we're fighting for. Well, most of us wanted water mains and sewers and bathtubs too. But the rest of them decided they'd make the slop pails do.
Here's Catskills' Brian DeWan with the song Dandelion Wine from his 2007 album Sleep On It. ¶¶
listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, hands-on community radio for Greene and Columbia counties and beyond.
Composer Anthony Miller moves freely between klezmer-influenced jazz and modern music, and we'll hear a piece written for ensemble on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from Rachel Miller, Trevor Wishart, Ant the Symbol, and Ed Wright. Deep Threes, where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wave Farm programs are made possible, in part, by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered in Greene County by the Greene County Council on the Arts, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the Foundation for Contemporary Arts, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tim Hunt of Tilson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Transmission Arts programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
You have tuned into the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theotherhudsonvalley.com or therivernewsroom.com for more information and links to the stories included here. This report is a collaboration with several Hudson Valley journalists, airing on WGXC 90.7 FM at midnight, 5 7 and 9 a.m. and online in the audio archives at WGXC.org. La Voz, a Spanish language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu.
For much of New York State's 8-month outbreak nightmare, the greater New York City metropolitan area was the state's biggest COVID-19 problem. And the focus of its most intensive efforts to halt the disease's progress. That is no longer true. New York's largest city is now doing better than upstate on the whole, Governor Andrew Cuomo said in his November 6th briefing, calling the shift in infection patterns a, quote, total reversal, unquote, from the first phase of the outbreak in the state. A new yellow zone microcluster has been declared in the Westchester County village of Port Chester. State health officials plan to take a close look at worrisome new infection patterns in Erie, Monroe, and Onondaga County over the weekend, and the state will probably impose new microcluster regulations in hotspot neighborhoods in those counties, Cuomo said November 6. Quote, in Erie, Buffalo, Hamburg, Tonawanda, Orchid Park, Monroe, Rochester, Pittsford, Webster, Penfield, Onondaga, Syracuse, Cicero, those are the highest places in the state, unquote, Cuomo said, chiding reporters on the briefing called not to get too dramatic. Quote, before you scare people, they're lower than Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, but relative to New York, they're high, unquote. Some of the state's existing microclusters, where rollbacks on schools, gatherings, and businesses have been imposed in recent weeks, are being lifted or scaled back. In the Hudson Valley, Rockland, and Orange County microclusters are being redrawn in response to falling case numbers. The Brooklyn microcluster is also being redrawn and reduced in size, and one of the two Queens microclusters is being eliminated. Microclusters in Steuben, Broome, and Chemung counties in the southern tier will remain in place. Maps of all the New York State microclusters and information about the restrictions that apply to red, orange, and yellow zones within them are available on the state website. While we were all watching the national elections, cases surged in the United States to unforeseen heights, reaching more than 125,000 new cases reported on November 6th, straining hospital capacity and sapping healthcare workers' strength in the hardest-hit areas. The numbers are hard to wrap your head around. New daily cases have increased by 45% since Election Day. Health officials worry that people are, quote, giving up, unquote, on COVID-19 precautions in the U.S. Quote, there's been state health officials debating whether to continue telling people to do things because they know many are not going to listen, unquote. Michael Frazier, chief executive of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, told the Washington Post. The entire SUNY system will go remote only after Thanksgiving for the rest of the fall semester, Governor Andrew Cuomo said on November 6th. All students who leave campus for the holiday will not be allowed to return until at least February. The governor is urging private colleges in New York State to take the same measures. The announcement came one day after officials at the University of Albany announced that every student living on campus would be required to submit a saliva sample for COVID-19 testing by the end of the day, November 6, following a significant spike in on-campus cases. 36 doctors in training at Upstate University Hospital are quarantining after being exposed to a COVID-infected coworker at a Halloween party last weekend. The hospital called the behavior an, quote, egregious lapse of judgment, unquote. Only one county in New York State, Fulton County in the Mohawk Valley, is currently below Vermont's threshold requiring visitors to the state to quarantine for 14 days. New York State Liquor Authority is investigating possible COVID-19 violations at an election night party thrown by Republican congressional candidate Liz Joy in Schenectady. Joy, who lost her race to unseat Democrat Paul Tonko in the 20th District, lashed out on Twitter on November 5th at Daily Gazette reporter Pete DeMola, calling him a, quote, Cuomo Gestapo, unquote, and disputing his account of the illegal 150-person event where he shot video and took photos, most of them of people not wearing masks. New York has lost an estimated $4 billion tax revenue due to the pandemic, according to a report November 5th by the state comptroller. State revenue is expected to decline by 5.6% overall. Cuomo thinks cannabis will be legalized in New York State soon because of the state's revenue issues. New York Now reports that the state analysts have projected that tax revenue from marijuana legalization could net New York State about $700 million a year, a drop in the bucket compared to the state's pandemic budget problems. Confused by New York's new, more confusing travel quarantine rules, the folks at the Albany Business Review have a handy flowchart you can find. Some travelers are finding out the hard way that New York's new testing requirement to get out of a 14-day quarantine when coming from another state does not entitle them to insurance coverage of a COVID-19 test. WHEC News interviewed a Rochester woman who got caught by surprise by the new rules while returning to Florida and discovered that a test might set her back $400. New York State Board of Education has canceled the January 2021 Regents exams, standardized tests that public high school students must pass in order to earn diplomas. In a November 5th press release about the decision, the state board said that the Board of Regents will adopt emergency regulations on alternatives so that the exam cancellation will not interfere with student progress. In the earliest days of the U.S. outbreak, back in February, when public health experts were on high alert but the general public did not yet grasp the unfolding situation, the CDC sent test kits to state health officials that were faulty and cost the nation weeks of critical response time. This week, NPR reports the CDC knew at the time the kits were flawed but sent them anyway. Pandemic news out of Denmark, where the nation's entire population of 17 million farmed mink are being culled or killed after COVID-19 outbreaks on fur farms spread between mink and humans, and it's alarming the world this week. Viruses jumping between species can make the virus more difficult to tamp down and to introduce it to new reservoirs of animals that may harbor infection. Some scientists are concerned that a new mutation has arisen on the mink farms that might have an impact on the effectiveness of vaccines against the strain. But don't freak out just yet, says Stat News. Mutations happen in viruses all the time without fundamentally changing how they function, and the risk that the mink farm strain is more dangerous to humans or will harm vaccine effectiveness is low. Quote, it's almost never the case that it's such a simple story of one mutation and all your vaccines stop working, unquote, said Swiss epidemiologist Emma Hodcroft. In more hopeful weasel-related animal news, a team of Columbia University scientists have found that a cheap nasal spray they developed does a great job of preventing COVID-19 infections in ferrets. Since ferrets and mink contract COVID-19 much like we do, mainly by breathing it in, the study could yield clues to a new preventative treatment for humans. Quote, a daily spritz up the nose would act like a vaccine, unquote, New York Times health reporter Donald McNeil Jr. writes that scientists are hoping. Now the region-by-region roundup, starting in the lower Hudson Valley. The red zone microcluster in Rockland County was downgraded to an orange zone on November 6th. Orange zone restrictions include public and private schools that can open for in-person learning if all students and staff undergo COVID-19 testing, and then 25% of all people on campus are randomly tested weekly. High-risk businesses like gyms and nail salons cannot open. Restaurants can offer outdoor dining with a four-person maximum per table. Worship services are limited to 33% capacity with a cap of 25 people. And mass gatherings are limited to 10 people, either indoors or outdoors. Quote, congratulations, Rockland County, unquote, Governor Cuomo said during a November 6th press conference. Putnam County issued two health alerts on November 5th for possible coronavirus exposure. The first is for Acme Markets in Brewster, and another for the ShopRite supermarket in Carmel. The Jacob Burns Film Center in Pleasantville will remain closed at least until January. Quote, with local COVID-19 infection rates on the rise, we have made the difficult decision not to reopen our theater in the near future, unquote, Margot Amgott, the film center's interim executive director, said. In the Mid-Hudson Valley, last week, Ulster County cases spiked when 15 new positives were announced at the Woodland Pond Retirement Community in New Paltz, alarming families of residents and sparking new outbreak procedures at the facility. Turns out the outbreak was mostly lab error. Upon retesting, only one resident tested positive. Ulster County Assistant Deputy County Executive Daniel Torres told the River that the state and local health officials were in conversation about how to prevent similar situations in the future and how the county should deal with data in light of the error. Quote, while I do not want to speculate on exactly what went wrong with the lab who did the testing, I can tell you that our Commissioner of Health has spent a substantial amount of time with the lab director and senior State Department of Health representatives trying to prevent this type of scenario from happening again, unquote, Torres wrote in an email. It isn't the first time laboratory errors have wreaked havoc locally. In July, a batch contamination in a lab used by New Vance Health caused about 24 people in Ulster and Dutchess counties to receive false positive test results. A poll worker who worked at the East Fishkill Community Center in Hopewell Junction on Election Day has tested positive for COVID-19, according to Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health Commissioner Dr. N.L. Vaden. The poll worker was wearing a mask and not experiencing any symptoms, which reduces the likelihood of spreading the infection. Still, any voters and others who visited the site are advised to monitor for symptoms and seek testing as a precautionary measure. There is evidence of community spread in Columbia County. Over the past 3 days, 14 new cases have been reported, none of which are linked to known outbreaks or infections, says Health Director Jack Mabb. Marist College is going back on pause in response to a COVID-19 outbreak. On November 5th, the university shifted all classes to remote, suspended all on- and off-campus college activities, and limited student movement. As of November 4th, reports the Daily Freeman, there were 33 active cases of COVID involving Marist students, 14 on campus and 19 off campus. The shutdown is scheduled to end this coming Monday. In a Facebook video briefing November 6th, in which he answered questions from residents, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse said that a social gathering in Port Jervis had resulted in some infections. Newhouse said that the North Main Elementary School, which has been remote only since Governor Cuomo declared a microcluster in Orange County that placed the school in a yellow zone, was no longer under a microcluster regulation since the state downgraded the red zone to yellow and removed the yellow zone from the hotspot map. Schools in yellow zones are allowed to stay open but must conduct widespread testing of students and staff. North Main opted to shut down because they did not have the resources to carry out the testing. Newhouse announces a number for current known active cases in Orange County every Wednesday, and this week he announced 639 active cases in the county, where the highest since he began tracking that number in August. Multiple Halloween parties attended by students at Warwick Valley High School last weekend have resulted in a number of COVID-19 infections, the school district reported November 4th. In a letter posted to the district's website, Superintendent David Leach said that the high school will shift to remote learning through November 17th. On November 5th, Leach confirmed that 8 students so far have tested positive for the coronavirus. A student at Haviland Middle School in Hyde Park tested positive this week, according to a letter sent to parents by Hyde Park Central School District Superintendent Aviva Kafka. The student was in attendance as recently as this past Monday, November 2nd. The district is assisting the Dutchess County Health Department with contact tracing. In the Catskills, cases in Delaware County have shot up in recent weeks, reaching an all-time high of 52 known active positives on November 6th. Quote, "This is more than we had at the height of the state shutdown in the spring," unquote, said County Planning Director Shelley Johnson Bennett in an email to local reporters about the most recent numbers. More than 1 in 1,000 residents in the small rural county now have an active case, a rate typical of Westchester County in early June for perspective. 7 of the 52 are currently hospitalized. Delaware County has only 3 hospitals, all of which are tiny critical access hospitals. Like other nearby rural areas, the county sends complex medical cases like COVID-19 to larger urban hospitals, such as Albany Medical Center, where nurses have warned recently that safety protocols and PPE are not equipped to handle the expected fall surge that is now arriving. Sullivan County's known active cases have tripled in the past month, rising from 29 on October 1st to 98 as of November 6th. County health officials have not released any exposure warnings since October 22nd, when active cases stood at 41. Only one of the county's current known cases is hospitalized. A renewed surge in cases at the state-run Green Correctional Facility caused a bump in Green County's active case number on November 6, which had fallen almost to pre-prison outbreak levels earlier in the week. The county reported 23 new cases at the prison and one among Green County residents on November 6. County health officials also released their monthly town-by-town breakdown where the cases are. Veterans Day plans have been scaled down or canceled across the state. In Delaware County, the Daily Star reports, a few enterprising local vets are finding ways to commemorate the holiday that don't involve assembling large groups of vulnerable elderly people. For instance, Tom Ruff of Sydney, a 72-year-old Air Force veteran, is running a campaign to promote the sale of commemorative plaques for local veterans to be placed in the town park. This has been the Coronavirus Report from the River Newsroom. Go to theRiverNewsroom.com for more information about anything in this report.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Patchy fog after midnight Saturday night. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low of around 45. And on Sunday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 68 degrees. And more patchy fog after midnight on Sunday night. It will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 46. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears. In Green and Columbia counties.
shudder as I guide it with my rudder on its metal wings. It will cut the night before it as it leaves the day that's soaring on its metal wings. Nobody passes us in the deep quiet.
Behind us.